And usually, like in situations where, you know, like I'm heading up a refreshment stand at a ball game or a rodeo or something, I say, look, let's sell Cokes. You know, maybe a Sprite, maybe an orange for somebody that's allergic, but I don't think anybody is. This allergy business is like, you know, hysterectomies. Doctors do it because they know they can make money out of it, you know? You know, I know these people, oh, I can't eat that, I'm allergic to flour. I say, God darn. Allergic to flour, then you're going to be allergic to candy, you know, and, you know, a lot of things, you know, bread, everything. Oh, but I'm all I can eat is wheat bread. Well, hell, it's got flour in it, wheat flour. But anyway, that's what I say that because, you know, people are going to come up and say, you know, give me a hamburger and a Coke. And if you have to stop and say, we don't have Coke, we have Pepsi, Grape, Sprite, Tab, and Mr. Pibb, you know, that takes up, you could already have it poured and sold and had them out of the way. So, you know, Coke, you know, and for that reason, I drink Coke. The small 6.5 ounce thing is the only real Coke. The others are watered down, you know, to me.
For sure.
It tastes that way to me. I don't know. Yeah. A real Coke isn't a... I'd rather pay 25 cents for the little short Coke, the old original American Coke, than I had to... you can pay the same price, you know, and get a 12-ounce can, but it's got too much carbonation in it, and I say, good morning, brr. How you doing, brr, you know? So, you know, yeah, right. I got a tiger in my tank, you know.
Any slang terms for beer
you've heard? Suds, you know, beer. Eh, you know, that's about it.
What about a big salad with several different types of meat in it?
A Dagwood. Yeah, a Dagwood. You're talking about a po' boy,
right.
You know, and long, with a po' boy to me. Carries connotation to that big stupid bread, you know, it takes you 5 minutes to bite through the bread, you know, you got one hunk of bologna in here. But, yeah, a po' boy, you know, but, a Dagwood is kind of like one you make at the house, you know, two slices of bacon, a piece of ham, mustard, peanut butter, jelly, cheese, you know.
Oh,
yeah, you know. Just anything we're going, that's a Dagwood.
What about different things you could buy at a bakery?
Donuts, cakes, generally pastries, you know, these eclairs and all that kind of stuff. I just say, give me one of them, you know.
What about any special names for donuts made with jelly or something like that?
Jelly donut, I mean, you know. I don't know, is there a special name?
Oh, well, stuff like Long John's, I
think. Nah, Long John's is what I wear in the wintertime.
Right.
Yeah.
Bismarck or Kruller.
Yeah, I know what they are, yeah. A Kruller. You know, they got the little, you know, funky swirls, you know, and they come around, look like a Mickey Twist. Used to be a kind of chewing tobacco you could buy, and they were shaped like that. It was, you know, twisted tobacco.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What about the sweet stuff that you might spread on a donut?
Glaze.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Cake?
Frosting.
So that's the
difference
between a glaze and frosting?
Mm, frosting's thick. Mm-hmm. A glaze would be like what you put on top of a, say for instance, I don't know, like a fruit cocktail cake, you know, you just put a little glaze across, you know, just a sugar glaze, brown sugar and cinnamon glaze or something like that. But a frosting would be, you know, it reminds you of chocolate or coconut, you know, big thick hunks of fattening stuff, you know, like I like.
What about frosting and icing?
Well, you know, I don't know, it's about the same. I don't know. I guess it would be the same if, you know, if somebody said, hey, if you want to lick the frosting off or the icing off, I don't know.
What about these things that you can get at McDonald's now? They're a type of pastry?
Turnover.
Yeah.
Yeah, apple turnover. Yeah.
What about this?
Or a Danish.
Yeah,
Danish has to give me a Danish, and they usually say, which kind do you want? You know, pecan or cinnamon?
Mm-hmm.
Apple or, you know.
Yeah.
I see. And really, I'm... A guy ought to be hard to please, really. I read an old philosopher said that one time. Said, a guy that neither prefers red nor blue should therefore have neither, you know. And I guess that's been one of my problems. Somebody say, you know, what do you want to drink? I say, you know, I don't know, just, you know, pour me something, you know, Coke. You know, as long as it's not a Tab or a Diet Right. Oh, the muddy, you know. I seem to drink manure and sugar. But,
Are you familiar with compliments?
Yeah, but not so much, you know. As, you know, a coffee cake usually doesn't have a good taste to me because I like coffee.